Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it over the hump, and we're in the home stretch for the weekend. Of course, if you have your news headlines coming up on this Thursday, have a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, have a throwback from my artist of the week, Jennifer Lopez, one of my favorite songs, Love Don't Cost a Thing, and in today's entertainment spotlight, you're part of my conversation with author Teresa Merritt Watson discussing her new children's book, Black Deck. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Thursday headlines. In national news, Trump hush money trial. Prosecutors want to question Trump about civil cases, says ABC News. Former President Donald Trump is on trial in New York City, where he is facing felony charges related to a 2016 hush money payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. It marks the first time in history that a former U.S. president has been tried on criminal charges. Trump last April pleaded not guilty to a 34-count indictment charging him with falsifying business records in connection with a hush money payment with his then-attorney Michael Cohen made to Daniels in order to boost his electoral prospects in the 2016 presidential election. Jury selection could take up to 2 weeks, with the entire trial expected to last between 6 to 8 weeks. If former President Donald Trump opts to testify in the trial, prosecutors want to question him about all the times he has been held liable in civil court, according to a new court filing in the case. Prosecutors have asked the judge to hold a hearing, known as a Sandoval hearing, to determine the scope of what they can ask Trump on cross-examination. We are prepared to do a Sandoval hearing now, later, or whenever the court desires, the assistant district attorney said on Monday. The judge has not set a date for the hearing, but suggested it could be Friday. In their filing, prosecutors outlined the civil cases they'd like to bring up during the criminal trial, including the $464 million judgment in Trump's civil fraud case, the defamation and battery cases brought by E. Jean Carroll, and a lawsuit Trump filed against Hillary Clinton, claiming she conspired to rig the 2016 election, for which Trump and his lawyers faced legal sanctions after the case was thrown out as frivolous. Prosecutors also want to question Trump about a criminal case his company lost in 2022 when the Trump Organization was convicted of tax evasion by providing non-cash compensation to tax executives. They also want to bring up a civil case that New York Attorney General won against the Trump Foundation for misusing charitable donations. In more national news, Biden backs Johnson's plan for Ukraine and Israel, calls for a vote this week, says The Hill. President Biden on Wednesday came out in support of Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal for three separate bills providing U.S. aid to Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific, urging passage of the bills this week. The House must pass the package this week, and the Senate should quickly follow. I will sign this into law immediately to send a message to the world. We stand with our friends, and we won't let Iran or Russia succeed, Biden said in the statement. I strongly support this package to get critical support to Israel and Ukraine, provide desperately needed humanitarian aid to Palestinians in Gaza, and bolster security and stability in the Indo-Pacific. Israel is facing unprecedented attacks from Iran, and Ukraine is facing continued bombardment from Russia that has intensified dramatically in the last month, the president continued. Johnson unveiled the text for three national security supplemental bills earlier Wednesday, with the text of the fourth bill expected to be forthcoming. The president's backing of the bills gives a green light to Democrats to join Republicans voting in favor of the foreign aid bills. Johnson's decision to move forward separate bills for foreign aid is an attempt to allow Republican critics of sending aid abroad to vote no without killing all of the U.S. national security priorities. In more national news, the Senate dismisses two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary and ends trial. The Senate has dismissed all impeachment charges against the Homeland Security Secretary and in the House Republican push to remove the Cabinet Secretary from office over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border and ending his trial before arguments even began. Senators voted to dismiss both articles of impeachment and end the trial, with Democrats arguing that the articles were unconstitutional. The first article charged Mayorkas with willful and systematic refusal to comply with immigration law. The second article charged Mayorkas with a breach of trust for saying the border was secure. The voting was 51-48 and 51-49, both along party lines. In more national news, O.J. Simpson has been cremated, a state attorney in Las Vegas says. No public memorial is planned, as the Associated Press. Former football star and celebrity criminal defendant O.J. Simpson was cremated Wednesday, the lawyer handling his estate said, following his death last week at home in Las Vegas at age 76. The attorney told the Associated Press he was present, along with unspecified other people, for the morning event in downtown Las Vegas. And finally, in business news, Wall Street dips to send S&P 500 to its longest losing streak since January. Sinking technology stocks sent Wall Street lower again on Wednesday, and the S&P 500 fell to its fourth straight loss. The index dipped 29 points, or 0.6%, to 5,022 for its longest losing streak since early January. It's down 4.1% since setting a record late last month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 46 points, or 0.1%, to 37,753, and the Nasdaq Composite sank 182 points, or 1.1%, to 15,683. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. There can be no ripples in the water if no one chooses to jump in. Today, take the plunge. Who knows what you can achieve when you decide to stir things up. Have an amazing Thursday. Jennifer Lopez is our artist of the week this week. You guys have been hearing her new single, Hearts and Flowers. But because it's Thursday, we thought we'd do a throwback to one of my favorite songs from Jennifer Lopez, Love Don't Cost a Thing. Here it is, right here on Conversations Daily News.
Thank you.
We are part of my conversation coming up with author Teresa Merritt Watson in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Dirty News. For Conversation Dirty News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Author Teresa Merritt Watson joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about the writing of her new children's book, Black Deck. Here's a bit of our conversation. Merritt Watson, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Cyrus. Thank you.
Well, the pleasure's definitely all mine. It's so funny. This is our first time having a conversation where I'm not actually looking at you. We've had some great conversations on some other platforms, but we're glad to have you for our radio audience here, Ms. Merritt Watson, especially because, ironically, you've made some virtual visits to parts of our listening audience here in Mississippi. So I want to talk about this experience for you. The book Black Tech is out now. What has it been like for you to see the way that people are learning from it, but also being inspired by it?
Well, what it's done for me, I am definitely elated that to see how people have responded and reacted, and the questions that they have, and the interest that they have taken in the book, and the interest that they have taken in Black history together, because we all know what the education looked like, and we all know how important that learning about our culture is. And so it just seemed that people really engaging.
Such a great thing. And so let's talk about how this all began, because there are some, of course, who are just now discovering you, Ms. Merritt Watson. Where did the idea for Black Tech even come from?
Well, I was looking at trying to get African-American children, trying to get them more engaged in learning about our culture. And the belief came from me thinking that if our children knew more about their culture when they would go to school, they could see themselves, and in the bigger scheme of things, they can see themselves being part of a system. They can see themselves looking at what the African American community have done in the development of this country. They can see the contribution. But a lot of times, if you don't see yourself, you start getting disenchanted with the movement. So that was my thinking when I wrote the book.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'll be back with you on tomorrow to wrap up this week. Until then, remember, I hope Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.